ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप पदामहं ददाति पदंतिकं। वंदे अहं श्रीगुर श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 28 टेक्स्ट 60 पुरंजन बिकम्स ए वुमन इन द नेक्स्ट लाइफ। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। न त्वं विदर्भ दुहिता नायं विरस्वेत्तव न पतिश्च पुरंजन्या रुद्धो नवमुखे जया न त्वं विदर्भ दुहिता नायं पति नायं विरसुहित्वं न पतित्वं पुरंजना रुद्ध नवमुखे जया न तं विदर्भ दुहिता
नापतिस्तं पुरञ्जन्याम् रुद्ध नव मुखे जया।
Translation output by Devendra's Mukhopadhyay. No, not, tom, you, Vidarbha Dvita, daughter of Vidarbha. No, not, I am, this, Vira, hero, Suhi, oil washing husband. Tava, you, not, no, not, Pati, husband, Tam, you, Puranjanya, of Puranjani, Ruddha, captured, Nava Mukhe, in the body having nine gates, Jaya, by the material energy. Translation. Actually, you are not the daughter of Vidarbha, nor is this man Malayadhwaja, your royal wishing husband, nor are you the actual husband of Puranjani. You are simply captivated in this body of nine gates. Please repeat. Actually, you are not the daughter of Vidarbha, nor is this man Malayadhwaja, your oil-washing husband, nor are you the actual husband of Puranjani. You are simply captivated in this body of nine gates. Purpose. In the material world, many living entities come into contact with one another and increasing their attachment to a particular type of body become related as father, husband, mother, wife, etc. Actually, every living entity is a separate individual being, and it is because of his contact with matter that he comes together with other bodies and becomes falsely related. False bodies create various associations in the name of family, community, society, and nationality. Actually, every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the living entities are overly engrossed in the material body. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears and gives instruction in the form of Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literatures. The Supreme Lord gives these instructions because He is the eternal friend of the living entities. His instructions are important because by them the living entity can obtain liberation from bodily engagement. As water passes down a river, many straws and grasses are carried from the shore. These straws and grasses come together in the river's current, but when the waves toss this way and that, they are separated and carried somewhere else. Similarly, the innumerable living entities within this material world are being carried by the waves of material nature. Sometimes the waves bring them together and they form friendship and relate to one another on a bodily basis of family, community, or nationality. Eventually, they are thrown out of association by the waves of material nature. This process has been going on since the creation of material nature. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Miche mayar vase jachcho bhese khachcho habu dubu bhai jiv krishna das ei bishwas korle tar dukkho nai. My dear living entities, you are being carried away by the waves of material nature. Sometimes you are on the surface, sometimes you are being drowned. In this way, your eternal life is being spoiled. If you simply catch hold of Krishna and take shelter of his lotus feet, you will once again get free from all the miserable material conditions. In this verse, the words Suhit, well-wisher, and Tabo, your, are very significant. One's so-called husband, relative, son, father, or whatever can actually be a well-wisher. The only actual well-wisher is Krishna himself, as Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita 5.29. Suhidam sarva-bhutanam. Society, friendship, love, and well-wishers are all simply results of being packed in different bodies. One should know this well and try to get out of this bodily encasement into which one is thrown birth after birth. One should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and return home back to Godhead. This is the end of the purport. Mukam karati vachalam pangulam bhayat girim atkripa tumham bhande sri guru namam vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale srimate jaya pataka swami niti namne namo acharya padaya nitai kripa pradayine gaura katha ramadaya namo namo. Hare Krishna. So we know the stories of King Puranjana told by Narad Muni to King Prachinpati. Actually, Puranjana represents a bewildered soul, misidentifies with embodiment in material life. Narada describes how Puranjan tries years to enjoy, but finally became old, diseased, and dead. Because of too much attachment to his wife, he takes birth in next life as a woman. And the female embodiment of material intelligence. And in the female Puranjan marries a pious king who dies young, leaving his wife bewildered in lamentation. And finally, the old friend, eternal friend, the Supreme Lord, appeared as a Brahman. What he instructs, that is mentioned here in these slokas. Actually, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that my dear living entities, you are being carried away by the waves of material nature. Sometimes you are in surface, sometimes you are being drowned. In this way, your eternal life is being spoiled. If you simply catch hold Krishna and take shelter of his lotus feet, you will once again get free from all these miserable material conditions. Actually, the king Prachin Bahi engaged in karma kanda section in Veda too much. That's why mercifully Narada Muni appeared and instruct, but instruction is given by, after telling this story, he analyzed the story, what represents which. In this way, it is mentioned that every living entity should take shelter in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Otherwise, our life becomes so complicated, we cannot free from this material world by our own endeavor. That's why it is clearly mentioned here. Also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila, there mentioned one slope, that if we take shelter with saintly person, devotee of the Supreme Lord, then by their mercy, we can get free from this material bondage. There mentioned sloka, Durgame pathi me andesya, skhalat padam gatir moho, swakripa jasti dhaneno, santu santa avalammanam. My path is very difficult. My legs are slipping again and again. So may the saints help by granting a stick of their mercy as my support. So in this way, if we get the support, the mercy of the saintly person who totally engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord, then easily whatever difficult path we can overcome. Otherwise it is not possible. Actually, we should not pray anything from the Supreme Lord, because we don't know how we will be benefited. Actually, Supreme Lord knows everything. He is situated in our heart, that's why He knows everything, after getting which we become free or we satisfied. We don't know. That's why if we ask something, then we may cheat it. That's why we should not ask anything from the Supreme Lord. In this regard, one historical story I heard, that when Mughal ruled India, that times one emperor, King Akbar, and his minister Birbal, like this, some intelligent person serving him. So once Akbar went for hunting, and somehow or other he separated from his soldiers and other persons, and he just entered in forest, became so tired, hungry, and he saw in the end of the forest there is some cottage of a farmer. Then he went there and asked that farmer, please give some water and food, otherwise I may die. Then that nice devotee farmer. He is so pleased and host nicely, give seat, and after some fruits, just of rice and something. But Akbar taking those fruits, water, he becomes so pleased that I in my palace, so nice fruits I take, but I did not satisfied like this. So how nice is simple things. Then he becomes so pleased to that farmer. Then he asked the farmer, okay, now from now you become my friend. So whenever you in trouble or need something, so you come to me, I will help you, sure. I will be in Delhi, that kingdom of the India, and my name is Akbar, like this. So, but I always in that place, some soldiers, guard there, so security, so you cannot enter there. That's why I, please give some papers, I write down my name. If you come to me, then you show them, then they will allow to come to me. But that simple illiterate person have no paper, pen, nothing. So some or other they give some things where he put some written by mad, he write down his name. After years gone, no rain, nothing, then that farmer became so poor, and he not able to maintain his cows, family, because no corn there, nothing. That's why his wife asked, oh, many years back, your one person, king, came to you. You have given the tent, food, shelter. So he became your friend. So you go to your friend, ask something. That time he told you that he will help, he must help. After many days, somehow or other, that farmer went to meet that King Akbar. But when he appeared in Delhi, he asked someone that where is the house of Akbar? Some things he became mad. In this way, should not speak like that. He is big emperor, but how speak this madman? Anyway, some or other someone indicate that palace, and but security guard, they are not allowing him to enter. Finally, when he saw them, the writing, handwritings of Akbar, they allow. No, after asking Akbar, then they allow. When he entered, he saw big throne, and there Akbar sitting, huge arrangement, aristocrat arrangement. Then he asked, Akbar, you are my friend, so how I speak with you? You come to me, and then I can speak. But after that, Akbar told, okay, you wait sometimes. I have some things, I have to do something, and then I will speak with you. He went, after finishing his namaz, they are Muslims, that's why they always pray in different way. So after coming, how are you, everything finished, then Akbar asked, why you came, what you want? Say, no, no, okay, everything's okay. Now I am going. So what things? He come and met, just then going. Then after coming back with empty hands, his wife asked, what you get? What help, what give your friend? He said, nothing, I did not ask anything. Why? You are so full, you did not ask anything, so why you went to meet your friend? No, no, because I saw that man asked every day 5 times he fallen asking something to the Supreme Lord. So he also beggar. So why I ask something from another beggar? So that's why I think whatever Supreme Lord given, that's sufficient. Now I suffering, but after it will be gone. And also, I will enjoy next time. So, I have to tolerate. And at that times, evening times, some thieves entered his gosala. and plan to stole some cows. That and they are listening what inside the house that farmer saying his wife. That time what happening, he told that, but somehow or other when I came back in that way, there I saw big pot full of the golden coin. But I think somehow belongs somehow or other, that's why I even not touch. The listening all those thieves. They think, oh, that's we should not stole cows. So give left. So go what indicate that farmer that place. Then all thieves gone away that place. They saw big pot full of gold coin. But somehow or other they went open, that time one snake came out from there. Afraid, then put again the cover and bounding tightly. And they think and plan that somehow or other they, before that farmer actually that false story. That's why we are left the his gosala. That's why now let's go. And we kill that farmer by putting this snake in his house. So what happened? Then that thieves bring the pot and came back that farmer's house and the stove, they hole, make a hole and put that pot from upstairs to down. And night times, all fallen, broken the pot. And first of all that snake fallen. And afterwards, all golden coin fall on him. That's why that snake died. And all the floors are full of the golden coin. That suddenly they arise, and that farmer and his wife saw so many wealth, means full of gold coins in his house. Then they think, if Supreme Lord wants, then they give something by someone or other, somehow or other. That's why every time like that, we don't want any sorrowness, or we always want to be happy. But both things we, because in Isopanishad that is mentioned, Isavasyamidam sarvam jatkincha javatvang javat tena taktena bhunjita magridho kasya siddhanam. Supreme proprietor, all properties belong to the Supreme Lord. And whatever we need, already the Supreme Lord sanctioned. We should satisfy with them. Should not hesitate to take others' property. In this way we maintain our life, then our life will be balanced and smoothly. Finally, we should take shelter to the Supreme Lord. That's why Prabhupada in purport, Prabhupada mentioned, we should balance our life through the material and spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, we cannot get out from this material bondage. Balance how? Like the bodily temperature should be 98.6 degree always. If up, then we got fever and cannot tolerate. If down, below the 98.6 degree, then also we cannot stay in stable condition. That's why our ancient Santo means real spiritual philosophers, they are given in different scriptures like in Vedo, that how we balance our body nicely. Otherwise, it is not possible. Also in Niti Shastra, one sloka mentioned, Satam Vihaya Bhaktabhyam, Sahasram Snanam Achare, Lakham Vihaya Databhyam, Kotim Tokta Harismare. Means, you, if you nicely stay in this world and after this life back to home, back to Godhead, then what you have to do? No, even give up 100 works, take nice foods in timely, then your body become okay. And also to become purified, take bath and other rituals you have to do, give up thousands, even thousand works you have to give up. Thousand words, still you should take bath timely and purify the body, mind, everything. And also, whatever good to others, like charity and other things, that times you give thousands, thousands worth and do that things, better things. And whatever devotional service to remember the Lord Hari, the Supreme Lord Krishna, you have to give up. Koti means millions worth you have to give up. But don't give up the remembrance of the Supreme Lord Krishna. It is very clear, but otherwise what happened when we are engaged in some service, oh, this is today too heavy pressure, too much work, that's why I have no time to chanting rounds properly. But it is not, should not do, because even give up all those things, should whatever main things, should not give up. But chanting is important than other things. That's why we should balance our life with seva and sadhana. Otherwise, this type of things happen. Actually, puranjan significance our material body and soul. Without presence of soul, body is useless. Because like in soul, in our subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego, their stage. Actually, sometimes we think that it in heart. Now, when heart transplant, open heart surgery, transplantation, different things, where the soul goes. No, soul stays in heart means hridaya, different meanings of Sanskrit. Actually, not word to word meaning heart. Heart, one of these parts of this body engine, the body, material, human body. Actually, soul and space there by his force, heart pumping the blood in every part of the body. And body works. Wherever, which parts blood circulation block, that paralyzed or not work properly. Like this. Actually, work through, and soul disappears, then everything will be stopped. Pumping stops means blood circulation stops and everything will be stopped. So, in this way, more important. Soul is more important than body. That's why these important things we should understand. The Supreme Lord, the Spirit, the Super Soul, and the living entity is the individual spirit soul. Even though both of them are original spiritual identity, but still, and in the end of the time, beginning of the time, middle of the time, Supreme Lord appear, like in Puranjan, when that Malayadhwaj king died, that time the Puranjani, means the female body of Puranjan, lamentation, he bewildered with lamentation. That time the real friend, actually Paramatma, who already situated in our heart, appeared, and he clearly tell Puranjan, actually you are not the daughter of Vidarbha, nor this man, Malayadhwaja, your royal wishing husband, nor are you the actual husband of Puranjani. You are simply captivated in this body of nine gates. That's why if we realize, then Prabhupada told, one should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and return home back to Godhead. Whatever we should do, our endeavor should be, how we can take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it is the fact. So, in this story, actually two things are mentioned. People like story, drama, everything. But actually we are not so much involved in that story. We should understand the reality, the teachings of the story. Like in Bhagavad Gita mentioned that Bhagavad Dham, if tattva, tattva to takta deham punarjanma noiti maameti sarjuna. Who knows the real teachings of the spiritual knowledge, then he never take birth again in this material world. न तद भाषेत सूर्य न शशांक न पावक जगत निवर्तनते तद्धाम परमानंद. तो व्हाट मीन्स तत्त्वत, लाइक व्हेन यू हर्ड अबाउट स्वीट संदेश, संदेश मीन्स व्हेन यू हर्ड वेरी नाइस वी शुड टेक नाउ इवन एवरीथिंग, बट दिस इज थियोरिटिकल बेसिक थिंग. बट तत्त्वत मीन्स एनालाइजिंग दिस संदेश, हाउ इट प्रिपेयर्ड, हाउ quantity of sugar and milk and which temperature it made, who made, in details when analyzing, that is means tattvata, actually real knowledge, real teachings of, like in Puranjan story, real teachings, actually it compares with human body. And finally, how soul suffers in this body, that's described clearly. And when we realize our Suhidam Sarvabhutanam, then we understand that society, friendship, love, while we search, are all simply results of being packed in different bodies. But this not only theoretical knowledge, like Chaitanya Chanakya Pandit mentioned that Puthigata Vidya Parahastagata Dhanam कार्यकाले समुत्पन्ने न सा विद्या न तद्धनम, मीन्स थियोरिटिकल नॉलेज एंड कीपिंग द ऑयल इन बैंक और सम अदर प्लेस इन डेंजरस सिचुएशन, बट एंड ऑफ दिस लाइफ दैट विल नो वर्क, नो मोर वर्क. दैट्स व्हाई आफ्टर गेटिंग दिस नॉलेज वी शुड यूटिलाइज इन आवर लाइफ व्हाट एवर नेसेसिटी इन डिफरेंट पर्सन. That is the fact. So we should pray the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, what in Chaitanya Charitamrita also mentioned, that Krishna Bhuli Saiji Vanadi Bahirmukh Atayam Maya Tare Daya Sangsaradi Duk. Those who forget Krishna, he get suffers from this material nature Maya. That's why whatever we should do, whatever rules, regulation, it follows only one principle. Martabva Satram Vishnu Vismartabva Na Jatuchit Sarve Vidhi Nishedaya Suratyarava Kinkara. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. All these rules and regulations follows this main principle. When we know this and the insignificant of our material body, then finally we take shelter the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. अभय अशोक अमृत आधार ताहार चरण द्वय जहाते मरा लोभी आश्रय छाड़ब भवेर भय. देर इज नो बिल्डरमेंट, नो फियर, ऑल प्रोटेक्टेड इटर्नल शेल्टर ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. देर बी नो मोर फियर ऑफ दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड, देर विल बी नो फियर. सो फॉर getting that types of shelters, we need the mercy of the devotees of the Lord also. Because by the mercy of the devotee, we can get the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and by getting the mercy, when we really try, then two things, our endeavor plus the Supreme Lord's mercy, then we become successful. हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम. एनी क्वेश्चन कमेंट्स? हरे कृष्णा आनंद वर्धन.
People who are writing the verse, they're expected to put the speaker's name. This is not happening on a regular basis, so I'm asking that happen on a regular basis. Hare Krishna, thank you.
Actually, I never given class in English here the first time. Anyway,
they have your name when they're given their name, so they should write it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anything or question? Who was? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, I was wondering yesterday, so I remember the question yesterday that I had. It's regarding japa meditation. You mentioned that chanting is the most important amongst the, we should know, we can give up everything, but not to give up chanting and give up sadhana.
Yeah.
So, sometimes, it's, I experienced that sometimes it's more easy to chant and sometimes it's more difficult. Although I am following the same program every day, Mangal Aarti, waking up, everything, but sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's more easy. So how it's possible to make improvement in to be to have a better concentration every day on a regular basis, how it's possible?
Actually, we concentrate our minds and make routine our lifestyle. Especially, we keep separate times for chanting. And other things, what if needs more times, like festival times, seva, during, but still, we should keep the times for chanting. Like here, Niti Shastra mentioned, Pati Tokta Horismare. Even give up, that means ordinary work. I did not tell that you give up all the service and everything, not. Then you become Haridas Thakur and go to the forest. Not, it is our Hare Krishna movements and preaching movements. So we should make a balance our lifestyle, that we should we give more important than service to the chanting. Because that from chanting, we get more energy to serve. Otherwise, if not chanting, then we become Kormi, like worker. And we only serving, then become Kormi. And if we only chanting, then become no need another work. Then you should not stay along with this facility, like preaching, other things you cannot do. That's why this is middle type devotee, like Madhyam Adhikari mentioned Chaitanya Charitamrita, that they should learn and at the same time, they distinguish that what we should give importance, how we should keep the everyday time, like you have to take everyday food. Whatever mentioned, all brahmacharis, no more wait. 9 o'clock means go to kitchen directly. Accept the fasting and just festival, that's all. Otherwise, everyone, they keep everyday food at least 3 times. Every day they keep. Always that I have should go take to maintain the body. Otherwise body will become collapsed. But similarly, to maintain our soul situated in this body nicely, we should chant regularly, whatever service they are. So we just concentrate our mind. If we plan and sometimes we make a balance, consult with the seniors and even spiritual master, that how I keep even more service, more pressure, still I have to chant, because I promise, I made a vow during the initiation time. We should not give up the vow. In scripture mentioned in Veda, the mantra sadhan kimba sarir patam. Even if we die, still we chant the mantra. Like this, taken by ancient devotees. Like this. That's why we should concentrate our mind on chanting more, focus chanting. If we chant nicely, then we get energy, then we can serve. Even preaching will be effective. Like Prabhupada, 4 things mentioned, that books, scriptures are the basis. Books are the basis. Purity is the force. So if we not get purity by chanting, then how we get force? No more force. And utility is the principle. Preaching is the essence. These
things we should remember alive. Then, if we concentrate, try again and again, even sometimes we fail. I remember that I made sometimes routine that, oh, Mangal Arati, these times, I read these times. But some after few days, few months failed, they follow the routine. Again, I make another routine. Like this, again and again try. If we follow properly, at least give up sometimes for sadhana and other times for service, and also when festival comes, more service. Then also plan how we nicely chant, and then whatever pressure given, and I can take, accept. No problem. In this way, we should again and again try. And we fully depend on the mercy of the Supreme Lord and our endeavor sincerely, then Supreme Lord will help also that how we follow this principle nicely. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, I was told you are engaged in congregational preaching, so if you could please give us a little of your experience in this field of preaching, just to have some feedback.
Congregational preaching. Actually, without disturbing anyone, sometimes, especially I don't know in foreign, but in India, there are traditionally some different philosophy, different things, they are not listening properly. In this way, we should attract by telling some moral story and other things, because everyone likes story. So drama, that's why we have a like Namhotto pandal program. They are showing drama, lecture, story, just to attract the people. Actually, our simple things, we should follow properly and become purified. And if we attract, then people already attracted. But that times we should not think so, how proud, should not be proud. Otherwise, then we also again follow. If we proud, oh, people like me, everyone asking me, without me, no more happening program there, then also become problem. In congregational preaching, I saw that if I never think that, oh, people asking, always telling me, come here, Prabhu, give class, this place, that place, then think, oh, I am, how important I became. Then also problem. And these things, especially nice, because we should, those who are in household life, especially in house, we should tell them, because today I told one moral slog that even quoting Takta Harismare means even give up the thousands work, still you have to chant. But we make balance them, otherwise sometimes people tell, oh, we have no time, Prabhu, you telling us to chant, follow this, that, so we have no time, so much work, every day 12 hours in office, and other times we did not get time. But still we tell them to make balance. Also very somewhere we saw when we visiting different place, that times we saw many congregational devotees even follow nicely, more than temple devotees. So nicely they are following. In their house they make nice temple, nicely following all those things. That times we sometimes tell brahmacharis, see, they are doing so many works, still they are doing nicely. And sometimes we become lazy. Oh, today not do like this, like this. That's why in Tulsidas Ramayan, he mentions in one slok that sote sote kya kar bhai ab bhaj murare, aisa din aayega jab lamba pao pasare. That why you are sleeping all times, lazy, become lazy. Now you should start the worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna. There will time comes when you take shelter on bed, no one calling you. So everything should start now, not later. That okay, after finishing my work, then I will do this. Sometimes many people like that, telling like that, oh, Prabhu, I have so much responsibility. I just make settle my son and give the my daughter, and after I will become free, then I joined with you. No problem. Like this. All times, when he become old, okay, just some things again. After giving like this, maximum people saying like that. No, my responsibility, just I free from this, all those responsibilities, then I fully joined with you. No problem. But never possible. If you start even in house, in beginning, not possible to join. Many people like that, say. Especially. And in India, I saw many programs, only Mataji's joined, even those men are not attending the program. More and more Mataji, because Mataji is more interested in this, to accept this Krishna consciousness. I saw many places, no? Everywhere, even especially house programs. People are no more interested, just deny. That's why we should make such arrangement that they also become interested, otherwise friction. Even when some Matajis accept this Krishna consciousness, their friction begins in their house. Disturb, they not allow, we want like this. They say, we should make balance. Otherwise, problem. Even we want to solve the problems, but after giving this class, other things, problem arise there more. But still we can tell that you pray the Supreme Lord, that somehow or other become pacified. This happening always. Hare Krishna. Actually Prabhupada said simple living, high thinking. But what happened, that low thinking, complicated living. That's why the problem, so many problems. Our life becomes so complicated. These things, that thing.
Prabhuji, as you said, you are preaching all over Bengal and other places. And you are visiting many families and preaching. So generally, what we have observed, and I observed, that there's too much fish eating in Bengal.
Yeah.
And you see, thousands of fish have been killed. I think it's a world record. The way they eat the fish. Then how do you tackle with the family ladies or Mata Tech? They are cooking fish every day almost. And they say the fish is their tradition. And without fish, you know, they cannot live. Or something like that. Then how it has actually started, and how do you tackle with, you know, how devotees tackle with such a problem, and follow the four regulative principles?
Actually, first we indirectly told them that actually our real food, and not only the vegetarian. Actually, what we offered the Supreme Lord, we should take as a prasadam. But initially, at least we saw some examples or. Also doctors, some real doctors, they are prescribing all over world medicines, prescribe that actually what our real food is. And in this way, also some traditional scripture, Manu Sangita and others mention, and fish, when they frying the fish, what time she just over, that life after life we become widow. Mataji, those who are cooking the foods. Even cooking, cutting, again, six kinds of persons will get sin. Those who are catching the fish, cutting, those are cooking, serving and eating. All will get suffer. Because in Bengali they mentioned polite patnai jama chapicha. Wherever you go, in behind the Lord of Death, always following you. Anyway, sometimes we pacify, sometimes we show the fear. If we sin, like in fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 28 hells description there. No, what you do and after what you get the punishment. They are clearly mentioned. Actually, initially it is very difficult. That's why many Bengal peoples are become followers of so-called Bhagavan, like Anukul Thakur and other things, because they have no restriction. Whatever you do, you just give ishtabritti, that's all. Then they become Lord. Easy, but cheap things means no valuable things available by cheap price. If you want to get the valuable things, then you have to give price. Otherwise, cheaper things means finish well soon. That's why actually very difficult. Still, when we show and sometimes we tour with pilgrims, that times we give a rules regulation that you no more taking any kinds of non-veg foods, intoxication, nothing. Only take prasadam with us and follow all regulation principle at least these 15 days. Like last month, I have taken 100 devotee congregation, some new, 50% new and 50 congregation devotees to Vrindavan and other place, then they become so pleased. After that, when you, oh, prasad is so nice, then okay, we will take prasad regularly. Actually, like in Bhagavad Gita, mentioned that rasa bhajyam rasa pasya param drushta nivartate. That if we get nice food, nice things, then it is possible to give up the other things. Otherwise, not possible. If you give more nice prasadam than so-called fish, meat, eating other things, then it is possible gradually. Not at a time, whatever I tell, immediately change. Because they are habituated with that. Oh, my father was eating, my grandfather, my forefather. So what are you telling new things? No, I told them that your father did some mistake and got suffering. So with respect, it is doesn't matter that he made mistakes, you also same mistakes. No, you should correct your mistakes, but sometimes you respect them. Not that you disobey and other things. No, you give respect and you not again same mistakes. So you should correct your mistakes. Then it will be happen. Sometimes they tell, oh, my father was eating, my grandfather was eating, they are all in mistake. Yes, they miss, that's why they suffer. If you correct your mistake and you just respect them properly, then you will be free from these kinds of things. In this way, sometimes in different situations, just place, circumstance, situation, different things should be given. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.